Hello, I'm Steve Wiggins, and this is podcast number 15 of the Sects and Violence in the Ancient World blog. Today's topic will be religious freedom. Religious freedom is a great ideological stance, and it's one that those of us who live in the free world, as it's called, enjoy without probably even thinking about it on a daily basis. We are free to choose what we want to believe, where we would like to worship if we choose to do so at all, and are generally allowed to make up our own minds about what we believe is right or wrong. But the freedom of religion is actually a two-edged sword. It's something that cuts both ways, because we run into situations where someone else's religion may impinge upon our own or that of someone we know. And when we find ourselves in these situations, it's difficult to know what the right response or the right solution to it is. I've been thinking about this quite a lot lately because I've actually been in this situation in my own career where I was forced to parrot someone else's personal religion and the way that it should be carried out according to their viewpoint for a number of years as part of a job that I held. And I know how uncomfortable it made me feel that I was daily engaging in a religion that I didn't believe in, but one that was required of me for my work. It's one of the ironies of the American educational system that seminaries are quite often allowed to discriminate on the basis of religious belief or religious orientation, whereas otherwise in the job market that's not really a permissible thing. In any case, I know what it means to have to live through someone else's religion and pretend or act as if it is what I truly believe. And I can understand those who left their original countries or countries of birth to get away from what they perceived to be the infreedom or intolerance to practice religion the way that they felt that it was appropriate. The difficulty, of course, is that nobody has the answer for what is the right religion. We are all guessing on this point. If we had a way of divining scientifically what the true religion was, if there is indeed a true religion, then there wouldn't be any conflict about the issue or any concerns about it. But the fact is, we believe largely that it's best for people to have freedom to decide for themselves. The problem that I see with this is that sometimes religions themselves can become offensive. And when they do, we have to ask whether or not the freedom of religion is actually a benefit to society or not. I'm thinking about this because yesterday, the church of the Westboro Baptist Church, Fred Phelps' infamous fame, came to Rutgers University, where I teach part-time, to protest, unsolicited, for no apparent reason other than to express their own personal hatred of the Jewish faith, outside the Hillel House Foundation on the main campus of Rutgers University in New Brunswick. Now, this was an entirely unprovoked attack, if you will, on the religious freedom or religious beliefs of the students and faculty and supporters of the Hillel House, and I found myself finding it very distressing that a religious group is motivated by the fact that they believe God hates so many people who are different than they are. Now, I first became aware of Fred Phelps and his group when I taught at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh a few years back, when I was teaching a class on the Bible and current events. Obviously, he was in the news quite a bit with his rallies about anti-homosexual behavior and anti-homosexual belief. And so I was aware of who he was and what he was trying to accomplish in a broad sense. But it's become increasingly clear over the past 3 or 4 years that his agenda is much more hate motivated than I ever originally conceived. I've done a little bit of research to see what I can find out about this particular individual and see what his take on things is. And it seems that Fred Phelps is a product of Bob Jones University back in its early days, and that he has a particular fondness for the 5 points of Calvinism, which is rather odd for a Baptist traditional believer to hold. The Westboro Baptist Church is said to be a primitive Baptist church with the old style beliefs, but the five principles of Calvinism, usually known by their mnemonic device of TULIP, are distinctive to generally Reformed traditions such as Calvinism and Presbyterianism, but in any case, they're open for anybody who wants to take them theologically. And so Phelps has helped himself, especially to the first one, which is total depravity and the belief that people are depraved. In fact, if you go to his website at the Westboro Church, which has, I'm sorry for the offensive name, but the address of www.godhatesfags.com, if you go to his website, you will see that immediately he talks about, the first headline you see is how depraved you are. And there's even little banners and widgets around the edge telling why God hates you, without even knowing who you are. God hates you. And he presents much material on his website about why God has a right to hate everybody, except for the members of his own denomination, of course. Well, I find this extremely disturbing because it's not just a question of the practice of religious freedom. It's a question of morality. And morality is not the same thing as religion. Quite often, we find people who think that morality and religion are the same thing or should belong in the same department or field. But they're not really that closely related. Yes, many people have morals that they base on their religious tradition, but many people who are very moral do not use religion as the basis for their morality at all. Morality is more of a sense of a commitment to do what is right. And I would push it a bit further and say that morality is a commitment to do what is right for humanity as a whole, to benefit everyone, not just one's own self. Now, I know that you can't make that claim universally, and there are those who would disagree with it. But there are limits, I think, to what really can qualify as a religion that has as a base for its teaching the hatred of other people. I think there's no doubt that there is some sort of religion involved in what the Phelps group is doing, but I'm not sure that it is really what we could consider any kind of authentic religious base of morality. It's too self-centered and too self-focused to be considered a truly religious outlook, so I'm not sure how we could actually classify it, just trying to make sense of it. Also in the news this past week has been the story about the trouble the Church of Scientology has run into in France, and that the French government has decided to sue the Scientology Church for what it believes is fraud. Now, comparing this to Phelps and his situation, Scientology may be considered somewhat unconventional by most people, but even so, as a religion, it does not advocate hate crimes against other people. And even though this particular group may have beliefs that most people find hard to swallow, they're not actually hurting anybody except for those who are gullible enough to perhaps give money if they are indeed committing fraud. I'm not qualified to decide on that particular question. But in any case, when I see that, and I compare that to, say, the Westboro Baptist Church, which is at its root based on the hatred of people that are different than they are or that look at things differently than they do, I can see a very great gap of different distance between them. I think that as I'm pondering these differences in my mind, it's at least safe to say that what the Westboro Baptist Church's teachings are does not match with either a Christianity of the first century or of the 21st. The mainline and even to a certain extent the conservative mainline churches and even some of the more radically conservative churches in the Christian tradition do not promote hatred. They maybe believe in the same kinds of enemies as the Phelps group seems to have, but they teach that these people should be treated with the intent of converting them, treated with love and respect, perhaps, in the hopes that they will be made to be more like the average believer in that tradition. What we see in the Westboro material is not any kind of sense of goodwill towards anybody who's different, but a downright old-style, old-fashioned hatred. And we can see that it spans a number of offenses, things that are considered to be normal human behavior. They make, of course, their mark by saying that God hates Americans and that God hates soldiers. They praise the fact that soldiers have died in overseas, and they also praise the death of Matt Shepard when he was beaten to death for being homosexual. And these kinds of concerns are very disturbing in a religion, because even though they may not actually be perpetrating the crime itself, they are praising those who do. And as I think about this, my mind goes back to September 11th in 2001, when I was first hearing the news of what was happening in the East Coast at that time in New York and Washington, D.C., that, of course, the immediate cause was linked to Osama bin Laden, who, when he finally was interviewed about this, said that he had nothing to do with it, but he praised those who did. And I wonder what is so different between somebody like Osama bin Laden, who claims no responsibility but praises those who destroy others, and what Fred Phelps' group is doing, which is peaceful, so he says on his website, peaceful protest, but encouraging the hatred of others, which will ultimately eventually lead to, in many cases, hate crimes. Is this really a legitimate function of religion? I don't know where this double-edged sword ends. I'm not sure where we cross the line between religion and non-religion, or between advocating hatred and conducting hatred. But it seems to me that when a group travels all the way from Kansas to New Jersey with the intent of belittling and spewing hatred about another religion that is not bothering anybody and is not attempting to do anything to harm them, that they've really kind of crossed the line between what is decent human behavior, moral human behavior, and what is normally considered to be the kinds of behavior that would lead to someone being incarcerated. It's a great tragedy when religion stops being a force for good in society and starts being a force for evil, and knowing when we have to stop supporting it and when we have to start saying, you are free to believe what you wish, but you are not free to present that message as a message of hatred to encourage others to do what is clearly wrong. That's what I mean by religion being a double-edged sword, or the freedom of religion being a double-edged sword. We can't stop these people from believing what they want to believe, and I wouldn't try to stop them from believing it. But believing and promotion are different things, and promoting hatred of other people simply because they are different or they have a different religious outlook, no matter what religion you believe, I think is clearly, morally, and ethically inexcusable and wrong.